The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
Now, I don't have all the facts on this one, but I'm just going to... Here comes a wild card, Congressman. Congressman Tim Walberg with me here this morning because it's Thursday. Here's a wild card pitch just because, and I don't know all the answers on this, but I see this headline, and we're going to have somebody on the program here probably tomorrow, but the Boy Scouts are no longer the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts are just person scouts or something because they're going to take girls as well. Been here for more than 100 years as the Boy Scouts to, I thought, to help, you know, create good young men, but apparently that's not the case anymore. Your thoughts?
Being a former proud scouter, being part of the district committee on the district committee in Lenawee County, being the chaplain for the local district as well for a number of years, I'm proud of what the Boy Scouts accomplished. The Eagle Scouts that I know and who have served as presidents, as members of Congress, as military generals, etc., have shown the value of scouting and the original purpose that it was for. I do not know why they are going the direction they're going now. I don't see any good in taking Boy Scouts when you have a Girl Scouts organization already and changing Boy Scouts to Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Now, I'll leave their name out of this, but I had somebody that's associated with the Scouts here statewide send me a text today and say the reason they're doing it is because a lot of these girls that would join Girl Scouts, they do nothing outdoors anymore. It's almost no outdoor activity. And so the only way these kids that want to be outdoors, boys and girls included, was to include them in the Boy Scouts. I don't know if that's true, but it's what I've been told.
Well, that's not a good enough answer. Again, there is a place and time for boys to be boys and grow into men, girls to be girls and grow into women. That's the way it needs to be. And in my mind, there's still a difference between male and female, and it's a good difference, and it's a difference that causes a working relationship to work, and the society be better for it, rather than to be a homogenous unit, all put together, doing the same thing the same way, when in fact it just doesn't work that way. So, no, I guess maybe I'm a throwback, but I think there's a place for a young man to be in a life situation with men who will train them, be the type of men that will grow this world, that will encourage this world. I think the same thing is true. My wife was in a youth organization that was all girls as well. I appreciate the fact of what she learned there and the compatibility that we have because of it.
Working looks like the decision's been made. So, I mean, we're going to try to get some answers and see if we can find a better answer, but right now I don't have it, and I appreciate your point of view.
It's change agentry. That's what's going on, and I think it's a political correctness that has gone amok. And I think it's going to end up hurting the organization, not helping.
Yeah, I think it's I don't know if it's good for America in general, just another institution torn down and not what it has been all of my life, that's for sure. Let me ask you about this, because this is the big thing politically, and that is tax reform. And the president put forth this tax plan, and already we hear weakening on the Republican side. Oh, I don't know if we can support this. Oh, I don't know if, you know, if the Republicans don't get their act together, and I'm not talking about you specifically, but the Republicans in general, that went out there and campaigned for secure borders and tax reform and repealing Obamacare and deliver nothing come Election Day 2018, are going to be in deep trouble. And I don't think the Democrats are going to come win, because I don't think they have much of a message either. I don't think that people are going to turn to the Democrats. Oh, they're the answer. People fled the Democrats in November of 2016. They're not clamoring to go back, but they're clamoring for somebody to tell them the truth and then deliver on what they tell them.
Well, I haven't heard that in the House. And I'd just state that clearly. I've heard a great unity in the House with the president, with our leadership, with various factions in the House of Representatives, including the Freedom Caucus and Tuesday Group and Republican Study Committee, of which I'm a part. We're together on moving forward. Just had that conference yesterday, and it's still moving very well. The president is still talking about changes that he might like to see made from what he originally offered. I don't have any problem with that. As you deal with all of the entities, including the general public, that are going to be living under a new tax proposal, you want to hear ideas and concerns and address those if possible. But no, I hear a strong unity moving forward. The Senate, I can't speak for. Who knows what will happen? We're hearing that at least the leadership is very strongly supported by the president, and the president is supporting, they're supporting the president's proposal. So we'll see what happens. But it's moving forward on plan thus far. We passed the budget in the House last week, and the Senate is working on that right now. There will be a conference, and then the tax reform is right now planned to be signed into law by the end of the year by this president.
Let me ask you this. Living in Michigan, where I file my tax returns, am I allowed to deduct my state taxes? Am I allowed to deduct any local taxes that I might pay, like people in New York and California, New Jersey, and elsewhere? Am I allowed to do that here?
Yeah, you're allowed to, but thankfully we don't have the level of taxation in Michigan that would cause it to be useful to you. So that's why you probably don't. And that's where the battle will come with legislators from Illinois and from California and from New York that have high taxes, governments that's run amok, and now they'll be pushing back because they don't get to deduct it. But guys like me are saying, wait a second, why should I enable bad government in New York City, for instance, or Chicago, or San Francisco, to take money away from my people and we subsidize you? And so that'll be a battle there. But I know a number of those New York, Illinois legislators who say, we understand that, and we're going to be looking for the rest of the package to make sure that everybody is done well, and thus that we'll have a good opportunity to have a tax break, maybe not as much as some other states, but nonetheless a tax cut for them as individuals and as businesses, and then rebuild our own economies, do it the right way. So that will be a battle. But
well, it's a battle you have to win, because without tax reform, then people say, well, what actually did we get done in this Congress if we don't get tax reform? The president got.
Well, I think we're going to get it. I think we're going to get it. Never say never, or you never say absolutely, but everything points toward this thing.
Oh, come on. You guys make promises all the time. I'm just kidding you. I'm just giving you a
Well, I'm even talking to some Democrats who are going to vote for it.
You talk to Democrats? Get out of here. All right, Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure. Good time. Enjoy the weekend, my friend.
We will do that.
All right, there you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg. We'll be right back.